what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag is the best in here. 3, 2, 1.
This is episode
134.
Episode 134, produced by The Watch, Brown Bag.
Hey!
Yeah, right!
Hola!
And today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek!
The geeks of all Sikhs.
That's, yes. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. I'm so excited to see Fuerza Regida. They just announced their tour.
All right!
November 16th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood.
But... no, they're calling. I forgot what they're calling this one.
It's a different name.
What do you say when they say you sound like him?
Otra pavion.
Oh my God, JLP.
Some people call me JLP around town.
Yeah.
You know, that was a long time ago.
Hey, Medics, have you ever heard anyone call Duno JLP from Fuerza Regida? Yeah. That's his best friend.
Medics is mad because they call him me.
Oh.
You know,
so he's Junior JLP.
Yeah.
But JLP just, so he had like gone viral, and this is kind of like a SeatGeek ad plus a little bit of cheeseman, but he's been like on some like not shaving his beard, his
hair, letting
everywhere.
His hair grow
like,
out.
That was November, but
that was being like El Fantasma a little bit, like their beard's just everywhere, they're looking a little scruffy, and of course he's been going through some stuff like on a personal thing, you know, when losing like artists from his label and stuff. So all love to him, right? But that fool hasn't been shaving his beard.
Right. I wonder if people, because they're so influential, Fuerza Regida.
You feel like people are going to go scruffy?
With style, and especially with looks.
Yeah.
And JLP's the front man of that. We're going to see more of
that. Fool's going to be scruffy at a show.
Look. It's all scruffy 2024.
Yeah, yeah, scruffy 2024.
Low key,
scruffy 4.
Scruffy, people are like, but you look dusty. But if you show them a photo of JLP, and it's
It look like JLP.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. And so, if you want to go see him, come through, use our code BROWNBAG, $20 off for tickets. I believe the tickets go on sale Friday, too.
Yeah, they go on sale Friday, and this comes out Thursday, so just remember to screenshot this part, BROWNBAG, you know what I'm saying, and use the code, $20 off for your first purchase ever. Mm-hmm. They're going to be all over the U.S. This is their U.S. tour. They're doing a Mexican one. So if you're in Kentucky, if you're in Texas, if you're in Orlando, Florida, I think they're the same place, different city and state. I'm not too sure.
You're right.
I'm not a mapologist.
You're not.
Neither
are we. I don't know
that. What are they called? It's okay. What
are they called?
You know, geologist.
Or no, the geography.
No, geologist, I think, is
that's the rocks. That's rocks.
Yes, yeah,
geography. That.
What's the vagina one? Vigeologist?
Gynecologist. Yeah.
I thought that was the butt one.
Well, you're looking. All right.
Who's called Brown Bag? They're going to be all over the United States.
Brown Bag.
And we've seen them in concert.
Oh, amazing.
We have.
Great.
We saw them at BMO.
It's really a party.
Yeah. That's the first time I saw Letty hit the Bleeskies.
Allegedly.
Last time.
She was like.
And I didn't hit it. Angie did.
Angie hit the Blinskies,
yeah.
Angie.
Oh, and last time I went with my ex and she didn't know any of the songs and it made me mad. So this time.
Yes.
It'll be with someone else that doesn't know the songs.
Yes. And whoever you take. Have them leave their purse in the car.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I don't have to stuff it down my pants.
Wait. Oh, you were with the woman of God?
Yes.
The woman?
Yeah.
And you took her to the show and she didn't know any of the songs?
At all.
She don't know Spanish or?
No, she knows Spanish, just didn't know the songs.
Why? Is it too, like, devilish?
No, it's just, you know, didn't listen
she
to that music.
She likes Brent Faiyaz. Which Brent Faiyaz is amazing.
Yeah.
But,
it was,
but that's her scene.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Damn, that's super depre all day, every day type of music. Yeah. She's like, her playlist consists of like Brent Faiyaz, Six Lack, Bryson Tiller. What the fuck were you
and
guys bumping?
Kirk Franklin. Gospel.
Yeah.
What were you guys bumping in the car on your dates?
I would always have the ox. I'm playing.
I could imagine her like, it's like, ya va a regresar Diosito. And then it's just like, take me away from these bums. You know what I'm saying? Just, Draco. Like, how does.
That was before Lefty Gunplay existed.
That was before Lefty Gunplay. My thing is, certified stepper. Like, Lefty, when I know you and Hoda have that's like this thing where you guys debate.
The other day, I played Carol G Oceans.
And he changed it so fast.
Like, what? Letty, are you okay? Like, was she sad?
What happened to my wife?
But Oceans is an actually nice, uplifting song.
Yes.
And I was driving. I'm like, Jorge, don't make fun of my music. Because, you know how you want a good day? Don't make fun of my music.
You want a good day?
Because I feel like you just clown my music. Because then he started, like, mimicking her. Like, because what did she say in Oceans? Everything is two. Angie, you know the song. We dedicated to each other.
What the fuck?
Ocean.
You are everything. Yeah, Ocean, Carol G, she
dedicated that to. I know, but like, what's the song? Like, how does it go?
Todo es tú, or something like that? Everything is you.
ti.
Okay, okay, no, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, me quiero matar por ti. Or like, he was clowning it. And I was like, Jorge, this is not Depri music. She's actually showing love.
Yeah. So. But you think maybe it's because, like, if I were to get in your car, right? And this happened, like, when we were doing the thing with the, when we went to all the different cities.
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
Power. And I was like, trying to put you guys on. You're like, fool, don't know. We know this music. We know this music. And I was like, all right.
Like, play that Don Kennedy. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I was there when you made the song.
But my thing is, like, do you go in there and he's like, oh, my God. Like, I prefer your Kendrick playlist.
I don't think he minds. I think with that one specifically, because it's just the piano as the beat, it kind of was just like, what just are you?
Sounds somber.
Yeah, super somber.
I'm curious, like when you're in like a long-term relationship like that and like whoever gets in the car plays the music, are you judging your partner like if that's the type of day they're having or if it's like, why are you playing this sad relationship music? Is there something we got to talk about? Or is that like a thing or?
It's definitely a thing. Why you want to listen to Drake? Who are you thinking about?
And then what do you say if he plays like hustle music? Like
he will always.
You didn't hustle that's, enough during
well,
the week
think,
or what?
I think with him, he plays a lot of pods.
Oh, okay, okay.
He'll be listening to the Ben Baller podcast. He'll be listening to like a podcast of interviewing, I think it's the Diaz brothers, the fools that snitched on El Chapo. Like,
oh, that's a good one. I listen
twins.
To that one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
So he'll listen to those types of podcasts. It's definitely podcasts with him.
On Spotify.
And yes. He's always driving, so it's podcasts. That one was the one time I was driving and he clowned Carol G.
You know what it is?
You don't fucking clown Carol G around me, all right?
You know what's crazy? That the other day, the hungry Allison took, she was like, I'm drive. And we're in the car, and the car was quiet, but we kind of let her shit go on for a couple of, like, minutes, like, maybe, like, 20 minutes. It was probably, like, a 35, 40-minute drive. And then it just got quiet. I was like, bro, change this bullshit, man. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't want to hear about Carol G, dog. Like, that's what I don't give a fuck about.
It's definitely girl so much music.
It's because it's very, like, full, like.
It's for us.
I like Gucci Los Paños.
That's good.
But that's the one song, Vic. Like,
yeah.
Maxi, you're not going to listen to the album, though. You didn't listen to Mañana Será Bonito. We've had this conversation.
Yeah, I'm
the guys that did listen to it like it. Maximo likes Mañana Será Bonito, Ojos, right, Maximo? Okay.
Yes. Ferrari's fire.
Yeah.
I like that.
But you're not bumping it while you're driving.
It's pretty tight. Oh, he said,
I have when it came out.
Oh, he said, yeah, it's vibes.
I was bumping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fool. I'm like straight corrido. Like the first thing, like, what's my vibe while I'm driving with my window?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. Yeah. But I feel that. Shout out Jorge for it. Being honest with you,
Oceans
about.
Is a beautiful.
It's a great song. I know exactly what song
it
is.
And it was
about.
Dedicated to Anuel, and they didn't work out. But I'm like, oh, it's such a beautiful song.
You can repurpose it.
Yeah,
no, you can repurpose it. It's probably for Fade now.
I repurposed it for Angie.
Are you an Angie Boney?
No, but I love her so much. Angie today told me because yesterday I went to the Rose Bowl with Yaelin, and it was the first time that Angie's like, "What's your new best friend?"
Oh.
Maybe that's what Rosala.
Wow, that is.
Wow, so you have.
But Yaelin's like my little daughter.
So you have switched up Yaelin for Angie when it comes to certain activities.
No, I did not switch up Yaelin for Angie. Angie has to leave to OC all the time.
To go get the yonga from Marcus.
No, that's to Riverside. Yaelin is free a lot.
And also Yaelin.
And Yaelin's down to like, where are you going? I'll go with you.
Yeah. She'll tag along. Yeah.
But she's also like, the convenience of like her going with you and going back home isn't as bad as like you and Angie's convenience.
Yeah, because she would have to drive really far.
Very far. Very stuck in traffic vibes.
Yeah.
That's sick. What the fuck did you and Yaelin go do at the Rose Bowl?
Run and walk.
All right.
Exercise.
Do some tia shit.
Hey, shout out Pomona. Shout out Tacos Casillas.
Oh, yeah. Shout out my boy.
From T-Town, 909.
My boy
hey,
came
are you IE, yes or no? Are you IE? Because I know you're 909.
They're LA County. You're LA County.
You're San Gabriel Valley.
San Gabriel Valley. See?
And he's older, so he's grandfathered in. Like, because before the IE was a thing, he was like, you know.
He's been around.
Yeah. They're LA County.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Who's from LA County? I mean, who's from Pomona? No. What rapper? Fucking. Obviously, I know Gummer. Drummer, but Gummer. I'm saying which
Sugar
one?
Was, Free.
Sugar Free.
Oh, yeah.
He's LA as it gets.
Do you want to get down?
True. Hey, are we good in Pomona?
Are we good?
Are we good?
Oh, that's why he's wearing the P hat.
Yeah. Okay,
Brown bag good in Pomona?
I don't know about the guy in the middle, but.
Oh! It's fucking. This fool, he told me, oh, the salsa roja is not spicy, big dog. And then he did like some deal shit. Like, he did some shit, fixed that with the.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, dog, that shit's good. Fool, just try it.
I know. He tried to get me to do that.
I tried that shit. Thanks. It was spicy, but it was good. Man, shout out my boy, Tacos Garcia. They came through for us.
Delicious.
Make sure you guys tap in with
chicken mulita.
Shout out, wifey.
Shout out, man. Shout out, Pomona.
Yeah, pizza on his fire. Yeah.
They have the LA County Fair there.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, I remember Josh that we're bringing up a lot. Maybe.
Yeah. Shout out him and his you know what?
Run club.
His run club. Shout out, Josh.
Hey, man. You know what? Yeah, let's talk to him. I feel like. Not that we're bad friends or anything, but like, how did he get so much?
Horrible friends to Josh.
How did he get so much better when he left us?
He's fucking killing it.
He's amazing.
Maybe it's us.
Yes. That's for the record, I was not a part of this.
Part of this what?
This cahoots to kill Josh off of the pod. Hi, Josh.
Josh.
Josh, you're live on Brown Bag.
What up?
Josh, we miss you, bro.
Josh, are you high right now?
Miss you guys.
Miss you guys.
Josh, Vic was just saying how he regrets the move that they did on you.
Ah, stop.
Because you're so much better.
We're
now.
Talking about your fucking run club.
That you're so much better since you've left us. Is that like he
left us now?
I know. He said, I know. Hey, Josh, how many single baddies are in your run club?
Yeah.
No, he's in a relationship.
He's in a relationship.
Oh. Bro, I'm telling you, he's like fully like a changed great person.
How many beautiful young ladies are in your run club that Duno might want to join for?
Okay.
Dude, yeah, there's come. Freaking, it's better than dating apps.
For not that I use dating apps, everybody's wondering.
No, Josh, we love you, and I just wanted to say hi.
We're proud of you, bro. Call you
real quick.
You ran the marathon.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't fuck with us.
Yeah, Josh, we love you.
Josh,
he sent me a DM the other day. That's my dog.
Fucker, see what you fucking did?
What the fuck?
If we wouldn't have let him go, then he wouldn't have became a great human being.
Yeah, like.
Sometimes if you love him, you gotta let him go.
Yeah. That's what Vic does with all his relationships. That's his method.
Ship him down the river.
You never went to church with church girl?
Yeah. I went one time.
He tried it.
Wait, but you're Catholic.
Yeah.
He broke a church girl's heart minus 1 point.
Letty, you know what? You're fucking speaking my mind.
She broke my heart. Why is she getting in the middle of my other relationship?
Hey, you know what?
I was heartbroken, not her.
The other day?
She was just mad at me. I was sad. I lost 2 in 1 day.
You lost 2. Damn, that's fucking
And that's
whack.
What you get when you mess with God's people. You were a weapon formed against her, okay? And you didn't prosper.
I did not prosper.
That's a bar. I love it. All right, this is a clip.
I wasn't trying to be a weapon. I don't know why she was trying to use me as a tool, though.
Oh, God.
Man, you were the devil in that relationship.
Yeah, man.
You were Doja Cat.
It's okay. We're all the bad guy in someone's story.
And you know, but you know what's crazy about this whole thing is that, like, Vic has dated, like, the most, like, different type of girls and, like, in one, like circle
he has range.
Yeah, I'm like, dog, like, I usually, my type is kind of like
cut and paste.
Yeah, my type is kind of like either they're working in some type of medical field or with kids. And they're, like, very calm and collective and have, like, like, dumbass is, like, in the medical field.
Yeah.
And you miss her or you don't miss her?
I haven't talked to her in a while.
No way.
Yeah, shout out her.
I thought I saw her at the comedy show.
No.
It was another one that looks like her. Talk
it
to
was
her right
another
now.
One that looks like her. She's in the medical field.
Talk to her right now. What do you want to say to her?
I don't want to say nothing to her. That little whore.
Nah. He misses you. He misses you, babe.
That little please medical worker. Or who? Where does she work?
That little medical worker whore.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Nah. She's. But yeah, they usually work like in the same type of field.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? But then I haven't dated a stripper. I kind of want to do like the Vic thing. I want to date a church girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I have. Yeah, pretty close together. Like I dated a stripper and a church girl. Well, it was okay. The order is important.
Yeah, that's
because
really
after the stripper, I had to go to the church girl. I had to.
Yeah.
Love admin,
bless yourself, you know, out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then my thing is like, and then I've seen him date kind of like sort of like a chola looking girl, and then I've seen him like
model.
With like a model, and then I've seen him with like athlete / church girl. Like, dude, your range is pretty nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just trying to get closer to God.
Yeah, your range is pretty good. Letty, if you could choose one for either one of
us. By the way.
Yes.
Vic is a changed man.
Are you talking to somebody now? See, this is like, this is the shit. I hate when y'all do the shit in the morning.
No, you have to hear
it. And don't put me on game about
it. I heard it.
What do you say?
Vic is on a journey.
I'm just different now.
Okay, what's the journey? Like, this
it's not, it's literally just being.
Thank you, Linda, because he wasn't going to tell me.
No, less, he wasn't.
It's just, it's totally just being like more focused, more to like. More
you're not wanking it?
Oriented. I forget to wank it sometimes. No, that's how changed I am. Like, I'm just so busy and caught up in the day, and I'm just like, hey, I didn't wank it today. Great.
You okay.
He's getting into his, like, I think what he, you know, like they say, like, or I think at least for girls, it's like, you want a husband, but are you wife material yet?
Oh, okay.
Vic is becoming like the, I don't even say, I want to say husband material, but like
a Vic wants a wife, but is he like becoming
stable man material?
Yeah.
You're becoming that.
Is Vic,
and he can't be that by fucking around all the time.
But there's no like nobody specific.
No, that's in the picture. I'm preparing myself
for when that.
But it could be you, and it could be you.
It could be you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take any other situations back?
Nah.
Like at all?
That's how you know he's grown, because ask him this 2 months ago, I want all of them back at the same
time. Yeah,
see? At the same time. I did. But there's not one that you're like, ah.
To run it back? No.
To run it back. I've been on my running back shit.
It's good. I mean, you always will relapse. You know what I'm saying? I've relapsed and stuff, but like, it's just.
Relapse is a crazy word.
It's a good album.
It's a good. What album is that?
That's how it feels, though.
Eminem. Oh, yeah. It's a great album.
Regression. You know, even J. Cole did it. It's like you grow, but there's always a period of time where you'll go backwards. Mm-hmm. It's human.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I've been going backwards, but like in like a cool way. I've been chilling with like X Level Life.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, it's we
homies?
We've been just been chilling. like our like our
Netflix in Chile.
Chile. No, we have not fucked.
Aww.
She's a very respectful young lady.
Okay.
What you have you done?
We just been chilling, kicking it, talking.
Have second base.
Have we kissed?
Did you kiss goodbye?
You pat her butt when she leaves.
I think when I'm like knocked out and she has to wake up for her very important job.
You
in
mean
the morning.
She has to wake up? So you guys kiss her on the together? Forehead?
Well, like,
she sleeps over.
Okay, but y'all don't fuck.
We don't fuck. I'm my mama.
No, that's good.
Yeah. But it's like one of those things to where, like, we haven't been together.
Fuck you. You would have told him that.
I know. But it's just, but also, we're not sleeping over like every fucking day.
Yeah.
But she sleeps over and y'all.
She slept over twice in the last like 2 months.
Okay, but y'all don't do nothing.
And we like maybe mac it.
Good. Well, that's good.
Yeah. But I'm just like, I've been like,
proud of you.
I've been like on my chill vibes. We've been chilling, like, I'm like kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like on big vibes.
And this is the girl that Duno, since the start of our friendship and the pod and all of that, has said he would drop anything for her. Like, this is the girl that he holds over any other girl, right?
At some point, that was the move.
Yeah.
That was like the vibe. And then I kind of outgrew that little like puppy love shit. Not that it was little, like that it wasn't important.
She's gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sleeping with her.
No, I don't think she watched
it. No, I mean, you were younger. It's a different stage of like dating when you're 18, 19.
But also,
is different than dating when you're in your mid 20s.
Right.
Like the other day, I was like, oh, let's go do this. And she's like, I can't, I'm busy. And I was like, lame. And I clicked. And she thought I was mad. But I was like, fool, I'm not mad.
Oh, yeah. People would think that like, when you hang up like, on them and you say lame, that's that you're mad.
Yeah, like I'm not mad at all. But I had to kind of like explain like a fool like.
But that's how you are. Like I've seen you click on Yaleen. We click on each other.
Like I was toxic as like a young boy.
But that's not anymore.
But yeah, like I'm not like oh yeah, do your shit with your girl. She's like, but you're not mad, right? I'm like, I'm not mad. Like fool, like you could just like relax. Even better for me, I gotta chill here, scratch my balls, and play some Call of Duty.
So are you guys like talking?
I mean, I would hope so.
I'd love that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
When do we get to meet her?
She actually works down the street.
Oh yeah,
working out.
Okay.
Why did I get out?
I don't know.
Right. When did we get to meet her?
Are you guys nervous for me?
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
I like that for you.
I don't know if I like it.
I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
Duno's going on leave for a little bit. Duno's going on vacation.
I'm nervous. What if you fall like madly in love and then become
and then
like,
she goes like fuck brown bag, you gotta leave?
No, not that. No, but what if
then I have to kill her. I'm just kidding.
No, what if you just like what if you turn like into like a poet or something? Like
you guys
like you just start like becoming super mandy.
Okay, before we go to deport, just
what if you get into a you bear a bond now?
What yeah, become,
what
okay,
if, like,
okay.
And I'm like I've never
oh my god, met, so much is going on. Please don't
ever met Duno like that.
Okay, yeah. let me explain to you guys what about this coffee real quick.
It's good, huh?
Yes, it's good. I don't know why you like it, but I understand you, baby girl. You work so hard.
It's good.
This dumbass over here, Yaelin.
Get him. We're gonna talk about
get Yaelin. In the fucking mic. Okay. By the way, I'm driving here. Where you at? Can you pass by and pick some up? I got you guys. Whatever the gang needs, the gang's gonna get.
Liar.
That's actually, I complained. What the fuck are you not
what
getting?
What did he say?
He's like, Letty needs a coffee. I was like, get him one for fucking Burger King.
And I was like, she doesn't like that.
And I was like, oh my God. I was fucking mad. I don't know the difference. I don't drink coffee, right?
For you.
I know, but I love Topo Chico, but you fools love getting LaCroix. I don't complain. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't complain.
That's because it's less salt.
That was me. My bad.
All right.
That's so all they have at that fake ass grocery store right there.
Getting me coffee. And then?
No. And then she's like, and by the way, can you pass by for a fucking a pack of water bottles?
A case of water.
A case of water. Then I was like, dude, fuck off. Because now you want me to go through drive-thru, get around.
Don't you realize he's Beyonce?
Yeah, that's actually really
dark.
Yeah.
But I'm like talking shit, but I'll do it. I'm not tripping, right? But it's bad that I do that because I talk shit and then I'll do it, right? So I get on the fucking drive-thru. I'm like, what does Letty like?
He calls me.
And I call her and she goes like sugar-free vanilla iced coffee.
Shut
the fuck up. Let me say and then you correct yourself. And then you correct whatever, you make up whatever. So I go like, sugar-free vanilla coffee. And the guy goes like, we don't carry sugar-free. No shit, they're McDonald's. Who the fuck?
Yes, they do.
That fool told me no, right? He said no.
I get sugar-free vanilla iced coffee all the time.
And then I went to the McDonald's on Olive.
Yeah. Okay, they probably just were out maybe of the
sugar. Okay, but all right. Dog, this fucking idiot fool.
No, can I please say it? Okay. Well, I'm on the phone with him. Jeff is right here by his computer, and he's putting a song. I'm like, Jeff, can you please put this version of the song? Don't put the studio version. Please put the BBC live version of it.
But I thought she was talking to me. So I asked the guy, yeah, can I get the vanilla iced coffee BBC version? And the guy, the fool. But see, this is a fool. But hear me out. Letty, come here, fucker. Letty, hear me out. Get this. I'll have because of your fucking dumbass coffee. But fool, I'm thinking, dog. Oh shit.
I'm
so fucking minus dead.
Minus one point. So keep in mind, I have a lot of homegirls, so you guys order coffee in the most weirdest fucking way. Like,
he said it so confidently too. He's like, can I get the BBC version?
I'm like, can I get the BBC vanilla iced coffee? And the guy goes like, and he starts laughing. And then she goes like, I'm not talking. I'm like, and then that's, hey, Letty. And I was like, why the fuck you on the phone with me? Then get the fuck off my phone.
But he called me.
Motherfucker, for the order.
And so you kept talking. And then I was like, no, Jeff, please put the.
No, but I didn't hear the no, Jeff.
Oh my God, my stomach hurts.
But she was like, but I was like,
fucking fool, way.
I swear to God. And the guy starts laughing. He goes like, hey dog, we don't carry that one. So I'm like, and I pull up and he looks over. He's like, he just starts laughing. And I pretend I was on the phone, dog.
Oh, you embarrassed her.
I paid with my card. I was like, this is the craziest
turn of events. And so random that you would say the BBC version of
it. Okay. Yeah. It was a performance of this guy named Noah Khan, and he performs this song live on the BBC. The
British channel. Broadcasting channel.
And I was like, no, Jeff, don't put the studio version. Put the BBC
version. No, but you didn't say no. I didn't. She's her dumbass.
They were telling him there's no sugar-free, and he's listening like, what does she want?
And I had just said, Jeff, what does he do? He goes, just get her the regular version. And then I said, just get her the regular one.
No, and then you turn around, ask Jeff first, what song you want? And you're like, yeah, the BBC. So I'm like, can I get the vanilla iced coffee, the BBC version? Because she's like, and I feel like,
oh. You know, that didn't sound weird to you.
It did, but I just thought it was some order shit. Dog. And
he clicked on me, and I felt bad, but it was okay.
Oh, my God.
But the food.
You got to run the fade on Yaelin for that.
Dude, that must have been so embarrassed. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry that happened to you, bro.
But the drive-thru food was a good sport. And not that I was embarrassed, but I was more like,
I would have been hella embarrassed.
Because she's like, still on the phone me. So, bro, it's because you guys are so picky about coffee. Like,
it's just regular coffee.
No, I'm saying in general, people are picky with coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming I got an extra. Like, my mom.
Like, it's like venti with extra shot. My mom. Down. Yeah. Like,
my mom, espresso. My mom asked for like 6 sugars. Like, my mom knows exactly what she wants. Right. Like,
yeah.
So whenever I go up, but I was already there.
Yeah.
So she didn't text it to me, and since they always get the coffee, I think they think that they think everybody knows your order. I don't know, fucking know your order.
Right.
So I get there and I do that, and I was like, "Dog, what the fuck just happened?"
That's crazy. So can I get my BBC coffee version?
Oh, that shit was nuts.
That is insane.
And I was like, "Dog, I was like, Yaelin, get the fuck off my phone." I just clicked on it.
Bro, when you come,
is that the size?
Pause. When you come to the pod. Do you get mad at her? Or, like, how does she know what happened?
Nah, I gave her a hug. I was like, hi, Yaelin. But I was like,
you didn't
know that? No, she did. Cause
She
heard me say it and she started laughing.
I did. I was dick. Because he said it. He was like, I am a regular iced coffee, BBC version. Like, he said it in a different tone. And then I laughed.
I said it like unconfident. Yeah, like did I hear it right? Fuck it, I'm just saying.
Yeah, because I said it and then I didn't think he like heard it. And then he was like, BBC version of this. And I was like, what?
He thought it was big brown coffee, huh?
And then we
need to have BBC versions of coffee now.
Yes. And then
brown bag coffee.
Brown bag coffee.
And then Yaelin was like, you're like, I'm not talking. I'm talking to Jeff. And I'm like, what the fuck you saying on the phone? Get the fuck off my phone. I just clicked on it.
It was my bad. And I felt super. I was like, how do I pick this up? I was like, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Jeff.
Bro, but I was like, and why don't you say the British broadcaster? Who the fuck says BBC?
Why would I say the British broadcasting?
That would be a lot more clear. I bet he wouldn't order a British broadcasting coffee.
Yeah, that shit was.
I thought you would.
And
getting the coffee, bro.
Of course, and it's funny because the fool in the drive-thru was younger, so he probably thought I was doing a fucking YouTube channel, review video or some bullshit.
Yeah, he definitely thought that.
And then, he's like, he just started, he's like, hey, bro, we don't carry that one, bro. I was like, oh, my fault, big dog.
I'm gonna go ask for one.
At that same one.
At the same location and see what.
You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yes, see what they give me.
And then right after, I just went to 7-Eleven right after, and I fucking. Bought a fucking pack of water and shit, but that shit was funny as fuck.
Is it BBC water?
Yeah, no.
No. It was regular water?
Aquafine joints.
Okay.
But yeah.
That was so hilarious. Thank you for that. God. If anything, it's for this. Like, that was a moment.
That was incredible.
And
that was incredible.
And my pendejo, I was like, I don't think, I was like, oh, fuck it. Like, I guess this is what the order is.
Dog.
And that wasn't the fucking order, dog. Que pendejo, huh?
Damn.
That shit was funny. And I'm telling you, but I was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You ain't get off my phone. Oh. But I'm like, who doesn't say the, by the way, shout out the British broadcast. I watch a lot of things on there.
What do you watch on there?
They did a documentary of like gangs in Salvador before.
Mm-hmm.
Great documentary.
Okay, did you hear about this thing that's happening? I want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Bukele?
Oh, he's doing some wild shit again.
He's offering 5,000 people citizenship to El Salvador if you're like an expert in tech, in philosophy, in the arts, and all of that. Like,
because he just
if you can prove that, like, I guess you have like some sort of certification, he'll give you rights as a Salvadorian national. Like, you literally can be from El Salvador.
He wants
people to move out.
Because he just won again, right?
Yeah, he won again. But like last year or this year?
Yeah, he definitely got re-elected. He's going to do like another four X amount of years, right?
I don't think they're ever going to want him to leave office.
But I know, I was going to say, you think they're going to bend their like bylaws?
Probably. If like, it's going so good, why not?
If it's going good for them?
And he's not being corrupt about it.
I mean,
you get Salvi, right? Remember, you always wanted to be
I've always wanted to be a little bit of Salvi.
So if you show that either you're a doctor, I think you could be artist. But maybe you're a graffiti artist.
Oh, a graffiti artist.
Maybe not that either.
Yeah, because
is he taking comics?
No, not.
Ah.
Philosophers.
Philosophers. Comics are philosophers.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you just say like thou shalt, and then
thou shalt.
Just remove all your punchlines.
Shout out him because I've heard a lot of beautiful things about Salvador, and I'm planning on going. I've been like thinking about it because of my tattoos, and you know they're very like.
Yeah, I would go with someone from the.
Well, and the homie said like the homie Fluffs, the one that does a good Argentinian. He's like the Argentinian accent. He's like, fool. Yes, they're probably gonna look at you, but just you make it clear, you walk around with your credentials, right. Like you're
I think even then, I think you should go with someone from the government. I think we have our guy that I did the LA Dodger thing with.
Yeah.
He does charities and he is like connected.
No, what I'm saying is like
AFCHA?
AFCHA, yeah.
What I'm saying is he goes, his family's from Salvador and stuff like that. And he was like, and he's like, we're, you know, like they have homes and beautiful areas. And he's like, if you come with us and people question, like, you know, you show your paperwork, they know you're here for like vacation.
Yeah,
but I was just like, I don't know. But he was like, he's like, fool, just come have a good time.
A good time. Bro, when you go, please have, like, make a baby and have a Salvadoran baby mama. We could be twins.
All right. Yeah. Damn, I do want a Salvi baby mama. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about having a child.
I like that for you.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. We're back.
We're back.
All right,
let's go straight to it. Cool or culo?
Okay?
You guys, I saw this pop up on my feed, and I was like, I need the guys' reactions to this.
Okay, explain this
especially
to me.
Especially since we're all about fashion here, huh, Vic?
Yes.
So,
especially Vic.
This is the masturbation pocket. Jeans that cost $323, okay, are now being up, like, for sale. And apparently there's a pocket in the middle that girls can stick their little fingers in and three-finger combo themselves.
All right.
It's like a two-finger combo right there.
There's not a guy one? I wish there was one.
What do you think of this, though?
I think our pocket is already a masturbation pocket.
That they're doing.
This is insane.
Isn't it wild?
How does it go based? Like, is it like condoms where you could buy, the longer your fingers are, the more you could do?
Is there a wet pouch, perhaps, at the bottom? Like, something like an absorbent?
What I'm assuming is it's a playful, like, homage. Like, they can't really, like, low-key, if you're trying to do it from up top, you're, like, fingering your belly button at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
where your hand's at. I mean.
But it's just kind of like suck it to the man. Like,
the practicalness. If I wanted to, I could totally masturbate on this train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Here's my fingering pocket.
Yeah.
But that, like, literally the pocket would have to be very much lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order, that's just more like the.
It's a threat.
It's a look.
It's a threat. It's a threat. Hey.
It's like, hey. Hey. What you can't do, I'll do myself.
I'll do it right now. Don't make me.
You know, forget another man can do what you want. I will.
Oh, my God. You got to keep your eyes on the women at all times if they're wearing these. I'm not going to the bathroom or nothing. I'm like, what was that? What was that?
Imagine, she's wearing her jeans, right?
Yes.
She walks up to you and she wants to shake your hand.
She pulls it out of the middle pocket?
Yeah. So shake your hand. Nice to meet you.
She about to shake my hand? No can do, buddy.
Insane. Is there DiPezza?
Yeah, I believe that's the brand.
DiPezza. I'm not mad at this because now you guys could give the crack cocaine to the pocket pussy. And they can hold
transporting
it there.
Drugs.
Oh, got you. That's a whole nother pocket.
It's a fucking stash right there.
Right there, a stash spot.
Stash spot. But I feel like zippers, as easy as they work for men, they also work for women.
That's
right?
True. I like that Poppy Magic, this comment said, y'all really gave women a coochie pocket before giving them actual pockets to hold their phone and keys in the back. You know how sometimes in the back,
girls usually have no pockets.
Or low-key, sometimes the pockets in the front are not even pockets. It's just for show.
Or
like, they don't even exist.
Remember the when I was like going to school, it was the pocket, the jeans with no pockets in the back. That would just like show your ass extra.
Damn.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They were just like a curve, like they had no pockets. Pocketless jeans.
Pocketless jeans.
It happens. Yeah.
It was just to show the curve.
That would stress me out so much.
What?
Oh, the amount of things I can't put on my. I could fit a lot in my pocket.
Yeah. Pockets are important.
You don't believe in pockets.
So that's why I have a bunch of bags.
I know. It's always like, help me with my bag or let the walk.
Well, I think with girls, since our pants are so tight, wearing things in your pocket or putting things in your pocket, it's bulky. Mm. You guys already have like looser jeans, you know. Like Vic's not gonna wear these leggings.
Yeah,
Vic wears the leggings that super thick thrift girls wear.
Thrift girls?
Yeah, like Vic, like
my pants.
Like, did you thrift those?
Vic stole this from a girl that goes to a mercadito on a Saturday to go buy her clothes for the week.
They steal my jeans.
Okay. Like those jeans, girls make those into booty shorts.
What is this, Jose? What did you just send?
It's a price. They're $700.
High-waisted masturbation
jeans.
Same brand.
Well, who's the owner of this brand, and can we meet him and have him on the park?
Brand owner.
Wow.
Why would you, if you're in your jeans and you want to masturbate, wouldn't you just want your jeans off?
No, this is making it more convenient for, like, business.
But, like, it's just rough. Like, I would like to feel
I feel like them.
Softness, sheets.
Where's the craziest spot you guys ever have been horny and thought about when it was like a super
car dealership? No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just thought of the most.
When you were buying your Tesla?
No.
You're like, yeah. Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, oh, Elon Musk. Thank you for
nothing. They're like, okay, sign here, sir. 1 second, please. Where's your nearest restroom?
He was back with his hands in his pocket like that.
Like this? Hey, can I sign with my elbow? Can I electronically sign? That is nuts.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is the owner? And that's what needs to be in prison and on the Brown Bag podcast.
Probably a girl. Question. It says Dimitra Petsa. They're okay. An ode to feminine empowerment I feel and like acceptance.
Girls are just going to end up putting their phone in their cooch.
And see, this is the thing on my end. I'm all for women empowerment. And shout out women. And shout out us. And we're the best ever. And nothing moves without us. And we're the greatest things that ever happened to a man.
Fuck men.
Yeah. However, even if this was tables turned and y'all had jack-off jeans, I feel like that would be a lot. You jack-off know what I'm saying? Like, there's just some shit that's not for... Like
J-O-J's. Damn, you don't got these J-O-J's.
The Jodge?
You don't got the Jodge?
Wow. Love your new Jodgers.
Damn, Letty, what if they made some jack-off jeans and me and Vic just walked in with them?
That'd be crazy.
What would, how would,
and what would a jack-off jean be like?
I mean, we had the middle pocket first, technically, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Levi's were the original jack-off jean.
Levi's are the original
jack-off. What do you mean you had the middle pocket first?
Yeah, like, this is a zipper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we just maybe that was intended to wank it. We didn't know.
Or
maybe
pee?
Or P. Yeah.
Second use.
Yeah.
Also. They're both reliefs.
Yeah.
They're both used to relieve things in our body.
Duno, you ever beat off in some 501s?
Beating off in some 501s is fucking nuts. Like that's super, so uncomfortable.
They're super starchy.
And I get what you're saying now about.
I don't want that.
Just, it's going to like, I might get like a scratch.
You're
or something.
For sure going to be rosado. What
if you're Gigi? You're Gigi?
You're Gigi. Oh, shit.
Your jeans.
Your jeans.
Come equipped with a Fifi bag inside.
Oh, so that's great.
You're just like. No, sir.
And also has like a holder.
Oh,
so you're
my
not spilling
God.
Anyway.
So you're not spilling it.
All right.
These are my favorite jeans.
All right.
And then your bunny rabbit it.
I'll never touch a couch again after that.
I think someone needs to start it. Yeah. But yeah, just necessarily to female empower, you don't have to do a whole like, hey, here's masturbation.
Yeah, dude,
just wait till they make masturbation furniture.
That's Hey, don't test me, brother. Hey,
Daniel's deals.
Hey, shout out to Snow the Product. I don't know that she did this on purpose, but she was talking to someone, someone on her podcast, and she was saying something like, dude, guys will fuck a couch. And I feel like she's heard us talk about how you fuck a couch.
I take.
Or is it more guys do the same
I've
thing?
I've never fucked a couch. Definitely finger banged one before. Okay. Definitely. I definitely gave her the Victor before. I definitely gave her the roast.
The three finger combo.
Definitely gave her the Raisin Cane.
Oh, gosh.
The couch. But, dude, if a fucking. Bruh. If some 501s came with a Fifi bag, fool would love going to prison.
Fifi-o-ones.
Fifi-o-ones. What a FUBU.
We need to make this set. We need to get up by some boys. Oh. And make the Fifi-o-ones.
The Fifi-o-ones. Oh,
the Fifi-o-ones. Whoa.
That's crazy. You just see Duno sweating.
Just like this.
You're mean.
You're mean.
I'm like this.
Ask me a question.
Any question.
All right, Duno, how was your show?
What'd you say?
Your show, your comedy show.
All right. That'd be nuts. But my comedy show is amazing. Yeah. Shout out to 5 feet.
All right. Cool or cool though?
Cool.
It's cool.
I'm with girls being wanting to be more horny. I'm with it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm not
all
mad
for
at
the
it.
Horns.
All for the horns. That's fucking
That's
nuts.
That's crazy. All right. There's this other video I wanted us to react to. Yeah. So 420. Is the fight between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. We're a couple weeks
Such
out.
Such a smoker. Like.
So this week, Ryan Garcia, both of them had their media workouts. This just happened today.
But you're going to see an ass whooping. You know, I'm going to whoop his ass. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to cook him. It's going to be light work for me. Another day in the office. It's going to be one of those things where you're just like, yo, hold my beer. Watch this. It's gonna be crazy. And then we're gonna light one up right after 420, baby. What might do it in the rain? Might not.
We shot 90 years, right?
I don't know. Once you go to a swimming pool party with Diddy, it's like you don't even pay attention to what the f*** he's saying. But at the end of the day, once your booty hole got tickled, it's over. You can't even say nothing.
All right.
Let's I'm gonna be real with you.
Let's pause this real quick. Okay.
They got the tapes. It's over.
Okay.
For him.
But
okay.
This is crazy that he was literally like, once you booty hole all that stuff.
Okay, because there's that famous photo of Devin Haney in the pool like this, like doing like a fighter pose. And then Diddy's like, wearing his jackoff jeans or whatever.
So this is my thing, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is interviewing him and just allowing him to say?
Well, see, look, he's talking. It says DAZN right there.
His name is Beto Duran.
So that means it's either DAZN. Yeah, it's probably Beto. Or Golden Boy. And it was Beto, and it was during a live stream, so they can't really shut him up. Like, this is like the live media workout.
Oh, it's live.
Yes. Like,
so it's not an interview.
It's live.
It's alive.
It's live.
So like, he does media workout, then they get him first, and they talk to him, and then that's
it
what he
Beto
said.
It was Beto Duran. I heard his voice.
Yeah.
This is the photo he was talking about.
Yeah.
When's your butthole been tickled by Diddy at a pool? You don't even pay attention. And
this is the caption.
Devin Haney's caption is, they say you got to be in to make it to Diddy's swimming pool. Hashtag Diddy, hashtag the dream. So then he's clowning that whole caption and everything.
Yes, I'm all for clowning, and I love this. Ryan Garcia, I love you more. You got another point in my book. And I like how he's like 420.
So you're rooting for Ryan.
And I like how he's like 420, baby. I might light in the ring. Actually, I might not. Like, you know, he's trying to fit in. I fuck with it. Yeah. I'm not mad at him. This is super cool.
Okay, so that's cool to you?
Yeah, it's cool. The pocket pussy and the fucking Ryan Garcia and his take on booty hole tickles. I'm all for it. All right, Ryan.
All right, let's move on. Because there's this Instagram post that I saw and we had to share. I wanted your guys' reaction to Selena. You know, we all know how she looks. We all know, like, she's kind of frozen in time because she passed away really young. So apparently AI has recreated her to look 29 years older. This is how the AI says Selena would have looked if she lived to be today 53 years old.
All right.
Okay.
Go
ahead. What do you think of the AI, Selena?
No como la flor. No es la chica del apartamento 512. Es la chica de la fue la manager.
She became Salvi to me. And you know what it is? AI recreated her being 53 in the 90s.
Yes,
like that's how she would have looked in the 90s as a 53-year-old. I literally have a tia that looks like that.
Yes.
Yeah, don't ever bring her around me. I might get down with your tia.
Why?
Look in the eye like the AI version
of Selena. But like they have the hair the same, the makeup the same,
that's so
and
bullshit.
All of that.
Stop
all they did
AI.
Was just add wrinkles to her.
They're trying to like, no, you know who did this, right? I hope you guys know who did this.
No.
Yolanda.
You're so dumb.
She's trying to get more sympathy. Yeah. Like, look, she wouldn't even look that good even if I let her age. Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah.
Fuck AI. She would have looked way, but she would have looked like J-Lo, but better. Like, all respect to J-Lo. Yes. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, J-Lo's 53 years old.
I feel like she would have aged gracefully.
Yeah, J-Lo's 53 years old. She'd be looking like Salma Hayek, J-Lo, that type of class of Sofia Vergara, that type of class of woman. Yeah. Don't disrespect the Tejana queen like this.
They're making her look crazy out here.
Nah.
And her hips wouldn't lie.
Bro, they made her look like John Redcorn, bro. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah. Swipe to the like full picture of her.
Nah, dog.
Get the fuck.
She looks like a buki. Fuck that. Nah, she's not going out like
it's
that,
crazy.
Bro.
I feel like we all have an older lady that this looks like. It's crazy.
She would not look like that, bro.
What is it that they did to her that makes it look so...
I don't know. AI, I feel like they just guess it. Get the fuck out.
They made her look like she fucking sleeps with a dream catcher. Like, nah, come on, dog. Like, she would not look like that, bro. She would have a contour.
They made her look like she paid for dick.
She looks like one of my Theo's friends that he doesn't claim as his bitch.
She looks like a very nice lady.
Yes.
But I just don't feel like Selena would look like that.
No.
Like, even the up top hair is what's tripping me out. They gave her canas.
Nah.
Selena would have a good hairstylist.
She looks like she would down a 12-pack by herself. Yeah. Handily. That's not what Selena would do in real life. Right. If she were to age, if Yolanda's bitch ass didn't take her out.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. So is this Cooler Culo? Selena AI.
Fucking.
Culo as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Why they do that to her?
I don't know why they did that to her.
And you know what's crazy? That a lot of our tías do be looking like Los Bukis, like the hairstyle.
Yeah.
And like the Juan Sebastian hairstyle. That's fucking nuts. And let the, I know exactly what Salvadoran haircut you're talking about.
Like the you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She would not look like that. They got her fucked.
Why do they do that to her?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's Yolanda's propaganda.
It's for sure propaganda. Like, y'all wouldn't even like her for real.
You guys wouldn't even. She would have aged like milk. Like, nah, fuck that. No way she'd be using Aquanet in 2024.
Yeah, she definitely
got her fucked up.
You got her fucked up. She would have been rich as shit.
Yeah.
She would have looked so fucking good. Mm-hmm. All right, Peter Slater, they fucking disrespected the queen.
Shout out to the queen.
Before we took a break and we came back, dude, it was funny how we were arguing. It's just like a super funny joke. We were arguing about something, like about apartments and shit like that. And Letty wakes up from like a little nap.
Yeah, I took a nap.
And then she looks at us and she's like, what are you talking about? Everybody's like, apartment problems.
Like, go back to sleep, Letty. You don't fit in this conversation.
Exactly.
And then Yaelin and Angie also had a moment. Because we didn't know fucking Marcuse was born in East L.A.
Oh.
And Yaelin like, was like, we don't fucking.
To Riverside?
No, he moved to Fullerton, then Riverside.
Damn, he's been everywhere.
Yeah, and he said Chicago.
Maybe that's who we need to talk to about what's the best area.
Because
he's been in L.A. and real L.A.
Yeah.
O.C. and I.E.
Yeah, and then we're like, oh, and then he moved out of East L.A. And then Angie was like, when he was 8, Yaelin was like, he's not from East Los.
Oh, I hate your type of people.
Because he
God forbid, the first.
He should be from East Los for that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I was like,
yes.
What? 8 years old.
8 years old?
Those are core memories right there.
Yeah.
I moved out of Lenox when I was like 9, 10.
Third grade.
Okay, but then you're like, I went to Downey.
Yeah, but I wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
too bad.
But then.
I'll claim him rather than the other person I'd rather claim.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And also, we found out he was born at the White Memorial.
I told you. He made me say that. Like, we made a bet. He was like, but I wanted White Memorial. And I was like, I guess I'll say the county.
If you guys don't know, White Memorial is where Blood and Blood Out was filmed, right?
And that's where Oscar De La Hoya put his mom's foundation in there.
He
donates a lot of money to
that's
that foundation.
East L.A. ass shit.
Yeah, he's from East L.A.
You got to give him credit.
Marcuse is from East L.A. Yeah. That's so nuts.
That's
that
so
we,
cool. That's
hey,
so cool.
Hey, only in LA do we argue about what hospital we're born at. True. You weren't fucking born here,
where were
dog.
You born?
I was born actually in a hospital that's no longer there in Chinatown.
Ah.
That sounds like fake.
Wow. You so you're
let's
born
see your
in
birth
Chinatown.
Certificate. Like was, like how they wanted to see Barack Obama's birth certificate. Show us.
I was mom. Mm-hmm. I was born in a hospital in Chinatown.
Okay.
That's no longer there, and I think now it's a building. But right next
how
to
how can we confirm
that's
this?
So cool because if you ever like, if you ever do like a prize fight,
like, how can we confirm this?
Yeah,
if you ever do like a prize fight, they could be like born in Chinatown, like it's just a random fact about you.
Yeah, I was born in Chinatown, me and my sister were,
or you could be lying,
or I could be lying, or I could have been born in the Good Samaritan off 6 and Bixel.
Where's that?
6 and Bixel in Westlake area, or I could have been born on Vermont and Sunset at the Children's Hospital at the Kaiser,
or you could have been born in the DF.
Or I could have been, or I could be an immigrant.
Yeah.
With a DACA dream.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm that. Okay. Who knows? Where were you born?
I was born at Glendale Adventist.
How do we know?
I have a birth certificate. I can show it to you.
Is Glendale Adventist still there?
Huh?
What does Adventist mean?
You know, I have a couple of mysteries of my life.
Oh, please tell us about it. Yes.
So my whole life, it's like a thing that when I was born on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the last Thursday of every November or something like that, right? So my mom always tells me, like, because my dad was not there for either my or my sister's birth. He gets very queasy, so he, like, dipped and left my mom to have C-sections on her own. Yeah, so this is, like, a big storyline,
right?
Does
he leave? Okay, real quick. Like, he leaves, like, outside the room, or he leaves?
Leaves.
Like,
so my sister was born in Glendale Memorial, and I think my mom says my dad went to go at Yoshinoya while she was giving birth. And then for me, she says that, like, he wasn't there and it was Thanksgiving time. Like, there was just, like, a whole thing that it's Thanksgiving when I was born. My whole life, I was born on Thanksgiving. So you know, like now when you sign up for stuff, you can literally go to the date that you were born, like when it's like what year, what day, like sign up anything, email or like online. So I go back and it's like, it takes me to the year 1987 in November. And I go to the 23rd and it's not a Thursday. And I was like, wait, are they lying to me about the day I was born? And this feels like the origin story of like any superhero, or maybe you know how I'm related to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, have I been lied to and I caught the glitch my whole life? How would I check what day of the week I was born in if they didn't tell me, right?
True.
But because the computers now, if I go back to 1987, exact, November, it'll tell you the whole little month. And then I see the 23rd is not November.
What date is it?
I mean, it's not Thursday. It's probably, it's another day of the week. But I just know that it's not that Thursday. And so I'm like, my whole life I was told I was born on Thanksgiving. That the year I was born was a Thanksgiving year.
Wow, that's so odd. That's an odd reason, odd thing to lie about.
I told you, I'm freaking of aliens or something.
What if you don't look like Don Luis?
I look like my mom. Shut the fuck up.
What if they're not your parents?
You know, I actually thought that when I was little. I thought they were robots.
Okay.
Recently where I
Thanksgiving the 20th. Okay.
No, Thanksgiving is the last Thursday. So it could be the 22nd 1 year, 26th 1 year, 23rd 1 year. But the story of my life, what my parents tell me.
That you were born on Thanksgiving.
I was born on Thanksgiving.
But you looked
at it. And it's almost like an afterthought. Like my mom's like, yeah, your dad wasn't there. He went to be with Thanksgiving. And then like one of her bosses actually sent her flowers for Thanksgiving or something. Whatever. But it's just kind of like an afterthought. You were born on Thanksgiving. Yeah. On the year you were born, it was Thanksgiving. So then when I check and it's not a Thursday, I'm like, wait, I was not born on Thanksgiving. They're lying to me. When was I really born?
And where are the photos?
Yeah, I don't have any photos.
You know what, Letty? You're one of the only ones I know that don't have too many photos.
Yeah.
Fool, what if...
But you look like your sister. Bruh.
No, I don't think I look at my
sister. Oh, my God. Have you looked up missing child before?
Oh, fuck. What if...
This just got dark. Hold on.
No, that's...
No, I have not looked up missing child before.
Where would she even look, though? Where would she look?
And, okay.
If her birthday is not her birthday and her name is not her name, like, where would she even...
You would go
Okay, here's something else.
Because this is what you would do.
This is the conversation we had today.
Real quick. You would go to the doctor. They would check her bones. They would tell her what age you were.
Yeah.
Approximately what year you were born. In that year, you would look in around the area.
Oh, my God. Because
you remember your early days, right? 4 or 5?
Like, I remember, like, probably 6, 7.
Okay.
Ooh.
My first memory is playing with a turtle in the backyard.
Of what city?
Glendale.
Okay. We look up missing child in between the areas of Glendale.
Oh, my God, bro. I'm scared.
That's a core memory of
what
mine.
The fuck? What are we supposed to do if she was a missing child, bro? Like, can we still continue the pod? Like,
where am I even?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's gonna,
but that's like a real, like...
Let me tell you this.
Because Letty is one of the only ones that never could show the fucking baby photo.
I can't.
Yeah. God, you know who also couldn't show a baby photo?
Who?
Jacob, when he did that fucking fighting movie. And his parents weren't even his parents.
What?
They were his guardians. The fucking Jacob? Train movie.
Jacob.
The Jacob from fucking Twilight. He played in a movie where...
Oh, Shark Boy.
No, yeah, Shark Boy. He played in the movie where the bad people came.
I need to watch it.
And he was squabbling. And then they only found one photo, and it was him.
That's crazy.
Because my thing is, Letty can never show us a photo.
I never can.
Yeah.
Does her mom... Does Letty's mom post Letty?
No. Thanks for that.
Does Letty's dad post Letty?
Well, my dad doesn't have a...
What,
because I mean, like, I know I'm not like older, but like I feel like I can't forget. My son was actually born on Thanksgiving too.
Yes, like, you know,
kids were born. Yeah. You were doing,
but different dates.
Different dates. But I vividly remember the night before Thanksgiving, and it's like, then it was... I mean, mind you, I don't have other kids, but I feel like no matter what, I'll never forget that it was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And
for my mom to say that's part of my birth story.
But your mom was like, you were born the day everybody was eating fucking turkey.
Okay, if I was given to my parents, right, by the aliens or whatever.
Yes.
And they're told, this is what you're gonna...
Other Mexicans?
Yeah. No, but actual aliens. I low-key feel like sometimes, like, they're listening, they're like, fuck, she's onto us. Right?
It would explain your insanely good memory.
I have a really good memory.
Yeah.
So they would never know that there's gonna be a fucking machine that... Or they probably would know. But, like, that somehow I'm signing up for something and it'll take me to that month in that year. And then I'm like, hey, the 23rd is not Thursday.
Yeah.
Then that's part of my origin story. I really feel like I was dropped off.
Wow.
Or
you guys are taking
forever. I remember, like, memories from when I'm, like, three or four. Mm. But then I also have a lot of, like, home movies.
But it's like this.
But, like, most people do. But that was that era.
But let me explain
People did home movies.
But because you remember... obviously, vividly, your oldest, Jorgito, Luisito. Like, yes. You giving birth. You know the day, like,
yes.
The day, time, the doctor, yes. You fucking.
I know the time of the day, everything.
Does your mom know the doctor?
I don't know.
My doctor.
Your dad was at Yoshinoya twice in a row?
Dr. Fam.
Yeah.
Food.
My dad was not there, though, for each time. Or was it because my dad? Mm. Is it my dad? Oh, no. No.
No.
That's so sad. I love him so much. He's, like, the best thing ever.
Hey.
Look, father is not. Let's call my mom right now.
Okay.
Let's call your mom.
Okay.
But let me do the questioning. Okay. Because you're going to go soft. I got to go hard. Press down on this lady. What if she just kidnapped you, dog?
He don't know you like that.
What if you had a happy life? What if technically you are Armenian?
Okay.
Please leave your message.
She is very busy. It is tax season.
Suspicious.
Jose was in your kidnapping.
Yeah, you replied too fast.
Were you sitting here?
He was in on it.
He blocked your phone,
Fool, Letty.
That's how these stories start. I'm just saying.
And this could go a long way. We could hire a PI.
Yeah. Okay, so then check this out. So my dad, I think this happens in Mexico. So my dad has a birth certificate. Super old fucking typewriter, whatever. But there you get it. Even you don't get it when the kid's born. No. Like, I think you have to go sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even the date of his birth, I know to be December 8th, but the birth certificate says another date. And I was like, oh, okay.
Because it's to certify that you were born.
For him.
Yeah, for him. Yeah. So it's like, that would make sense that it would be the day you're registered.
Okay, not the actual date. Because then I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Dad, here we are with weird papers. Falsified papers.
But you know what? In other countries, there is like almost like two birthdays. There's the day that you were born.
Yeah, like
birth. And then, yeah, because I have a homie that his birthday is like January 20 something, right? Mm-hmm. That's the actual day he was born. But then his birth certificate would say something else. Where and it was just because he was born in like Korea.
Yeah.
In South Korea.
So it's like they go off memory or whatever they tell them or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I think. At least you were born in Glendale, Presbyterian. Yeah,
Adventist. But it trips me out, like, seeing that my dad's paperwork is a little, and that might be some shit to get over here. I don't know. And then that my paperwork doesn't match up.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's crazy. All right. You want to hear my other mystery?
Yes.
I think my neighbor's dead, but I don't know how to check.
The old lady?
The one next to him.
The one Frank. That called the cops?
No. That neighbor moved out. And now we have new neighbors and they're tight and they have a little kid and they're gonna let us like make noise so he's not gonna call the cops on us.
All right.
All right.
The neighbor on the other side, Frank, older viejito, hated the lady too.
The one that's cool with your pops.
Yes, like this.
You think Frank's dead?
Yeah, we think Frank's dead.
Well, go fucking knock, Letty, you piece.
I'm scared as fuck to knock.
Yeah, then you gotta be involved in the.
Yeah.
They're gonna ask
Don't. He's an older man.
Yeah, but they're still gonna ask you questions.
Yeah.
What happened?
Health and welfare check. You can do that.
Yeah, she could call do a health cops. And welfare check.
I told her this or yesterday. Does she
call we don't talk to the cops around here.
But you,
okay.
they're going to transfer you to like.
To an like ambulance.
Yeah.
Like they're going to.
Fire department or something like that.
Okay, because he lives two houses down. My dad's best homie.
I've seen Frank before. He told me hi.
Yeah, nice guy. He just walks around. So he has no family. Him and his wife. Yeah, his wife never had kids. It was just him living in that house, right? And he has an old car that's parked outside. So something happened where he got a little bit sick. So he got a caretaker. And, like, she would end up walking him around. And so I would always ask my dad, because that's his homie, like, have you talked to him? And she's like, he's like, yeah, he looks a little bit sick. Like, he looks like he's really, like, on the decline. And so a couple months ago, his caretaker told my dad that he has a couple days to live, right? So then we're kind of prepping, like, okay, sooner, like, in the next couple of days, we'll probably see the ambulance or the caretaker will probably come and say something. But she never did. And the car is still parked outside and his house is still how he left it. And, like, nothing has been touched. So then I'm like, it's been a couple months and we're like, I wonder, we never got confirmation that he died. And I would assume that that lady would tell even my dad, right? Or that we would have seen the coroner, or we would have seen some, because if he died, he died there.
Yeah. Or you guys would have seen people moving all his stuff.
Yeah.
Or like
there's nothing being moved. Even if it's the government moving his stuff, because like he has nobody to leave it to. Cars.
Where's his wife? She passed away?
She passed away.
Okay.
So, and then, yeah, I could not, but I'm scared. fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I told her I would knock, but she's like, no.
Yeah, make a health and welfare check. Yeah, that's my neighbor.
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
He probably had nobody on his emergency contact list to contact in the first place.
That he passed away.
Yeah.
Really good. Like, literally, my dad, I feel like my dad's in his will if he has passed away. Like, I feel like he left everything to my dad. Because he loves my
dad. Super nice. I met him. Remember? Mm-hmm. You're like, hi, Frank. Yeah. And he just kind of
nice old white guy. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just do a health and welfare check. My neighbor downstairs, which he haunted us for a very long time. He haunted the whole block.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he'll haunt us.
Don Miguel, but in a good way. So okay. It goes for good. Don Miguel. Obviously he had a wife, but when he passed away, right away they. So if you haven't seen ambulance or anything,
nothing.
Then unfortunately, he might be dead.
But he might be still in there, because
so you got. Yeah, because you should kind of do it today.
I've had neighbors pass away, and right away, like, you know, not non-violent, thankfully.
Right. But they had family.
Yeah, they have family.
So family wanted.
Yeah,
go
but
check.
It's always the same scene. It's like, you know, yeah, like, ambulance pulls up.
I fucked up by the sounds. It's like it's peaceful. It's like they're already older.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But you see activity.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with me, none activity. And now we were expecting that. And low-key, my dad's and me are there in the morning. Jorge takes the boys in the morning. I know I leave early morning. So
but you have a ring joint, right?
Yeah, but at some point in time, we're there during the day, out of all hours of the day, to have caught something. Like, maybe, if I'm like, oh, I wasn't home at the time, my dad's home. Or I know Jorge's there. Or they know I'm there. Mm. None of us had caught like any type of coroner, ambulance.
Yeah, anything. And his car's there.
His car's
and you
there.
You guys haven't seen him walk?
Nothing.
And you guys haven't seen the...
And the house just looks the same.
Like, and his car is parked outside right now.
Right, parked
everything's
right outside.
Everything's gaining dust.
Yeah, and I would feel like I'm wondering, like, again, like, does your shit just stay there if you don't, like, if he's not paying rent or clearly he probably owned the house?
Yeah.
So at what point in time does the city state come and take your shit?
Well, they probably give it to the close...
Pay his property taxes.
You feel scared of the health and welfare check? You know
what? Don't ask me. I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
Well, then, like, the house would be cheap.
Oh, for you guys to move in?
Jose, what the fuck is
that? Got a deal on the house.
Oh, bro, content what, house. Yeah. Coming soon.
You know, but it is something
too
to
soon?
Think about.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Too soon. Frank's not even dead yet, you fucking assholes.
And Frank was really tight. He was really cool.
Well, Frank, if, okay.
RP Frank.
Okay, did here. Frank have a...
No, Letty.
No,
did Frank have a two-bedroom?
Kill them.
Did he have a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom? And how many baths?
Okay, hold up. Shut the... You guys are pieces of shit.
What?
I just want to say...
A man can't know?
I want the bigger room.
What's the master look like? What's the master look like?
You're not at this room because it is pretty big.
She lives in a really nice neighborhood, okay? You see these rent prices? How about we don't tell nobody?
Yeah. How about we don't tell anybody? If it's already paid off,
never mind. Frank's not dead. Okay, well, this is going to sound crazy, and please don't think. You're obviously going to have Jorge make the call today.
Yeah.
This is on a Tuesday.
Yes.
If Frank is dead.
I'm scared.
R.I.P. Frank.
R.I.P.
Yes,
Frank.
Yes.
And we will update you guys on our socials, not because that's the fucking thing to do, but we did have a... And he was a nice guy.
He was such a nice guy.
We've had a conversation about
it. I have a video of like me walking in on my dad and him having tamales because like he doesn't have a family, so my dad would have him over for Christmas.
Yes.
Like they were homies.
Dang.
Yes.
So Letty, you got to make this before the edit because if he is passed away, then here's the inserted video of...
A memorial.
Of Luis and Frank having tamales. But if he's not there, Frank's very much alive. And we want to wish you, Frank, more life.
More life.
Maybe he's just in Cabo.
Yeah.
he's in Hong Kong.
He's a sweet man.
He went to Tijuana with his caretaker.
Yeah. He eloped.
It's the Russell Simmons daughter.
Yeah.
What's the other mystery you have?
Those are my two mysteries.
I have a mystery of my own.
Let's see. What's your mystery?
I want to know some of the tales that were being told to me. Like, if I want to confirm them. Both my grandpas are dead. Uh-huh. And my mom's. Actually, my mom's parents are dead. Mm-hmm. My dad's mom is still alive. Mm-hmm. I want to go see her and ask her how it felt to fall in love with your kidnapper.
Why do you say that?
Because I want to know what the fuck happened. Like, and my mom says it so like.
That they kidnapped?
For your grandpa kidnapped your grandma. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. But like.
Okay, is I that need, a real kidnap or is it just what they say?
No, I heard it was like. Because they
like
me.
Se la robó, because like some.
That means like the house didn't know, but she's down.
Yeah.
Se la robó.
Like, no, that doesn't mean that she got kidnapped. She means like if you take.
It's metaphorically.
Yeah, it's metaphorically. Yeah.
But my thing is, I want to know like, even like the story of I met one of my grandpa's sisters, my mom's side, and I wanted to ask her about the story I heard about their dad killing their mom. And not that that's like...
No, but, I don't know that story. What happened?
From what I've heard, is that my dad's... My great-grandpa tied my grandma to a horse.
Killed your great-grandma.
Yeah, tied her to a horse and, like, dragged her around.
That was your dad's...
My
parents?
My mom's dad's parents.
Oh, your mom.
So that's why my...
So you're saying your great-grandpa.
My great-grandpa did that. No, my grandpa didn't do that to my grandma. My your great-grandpa... Your great-grandpa did that to your did that to my great-grandma.
Oh.
And Michoacan. That's why he left...
Your mom's grandma.
Yeah, my mom's grandma. That's why my grandpa left Michoacan.
To escape.
And escape to the city, and that's where he learned how to do like the construction in Albany.
He took the kids, or
he was the youngest.
No, but he took their kids.
No, my.
Because your grandma would be his kid.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Your grandmother?
No. My.
No, I know.
My grandpa ran away from his parents in Michoacan. Came to the city as a kid.
I think you mean your grandma's.
No, fuckers. No. Here, I get what you're saying. I'm gonna say it one more time. Just so we. My mom's parents.
Yes.
She has two parents, right?
Yes.
That are dead.
Why are you mad at us?
Cecilio and Juventina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking deceased.
Yes.
But no longer here.
Cecilio's
parents. Cecilio's fucking parents.
That's a cool name.
That is
cool. That's why my aunt's name's Cecilia. Oh, wow.
That's
like,
it, Carl.
I like Cecilio.
Okay. Yeah, Cecilia.
CC.
All right, Cecilio. My
parents.
My grandma here, Veracruz, Paisita. Yeah. She's not in the picture no more. Got pal. You. All right?
Cecilio.
RIP. She's RIP, holy fuck. No. Juventina, Juventud, that's her.
Yeah.
My grandpa Cecilio, my mom's...
His parents.
My mom's dad, Dafu's dad, killed his mom.
Yes. So then Cecilio was ran away.
Cecilio was a young boy, a very young boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And this fool ran away, and when he ran away to the city...
After that happened.
He ran away to the city, which was in El DF, and that's where he met... Little Miss Veracruz, which is my grandma.
Oh.
Boom. Now my mom's born.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why my mom is estahuera with like little shady brown eyes.
Paul killed her grandma?
No, because of the...
Oh. Is that what happens? Now you get what?
Whoa, that was dark.
No, you mean because...
I better get the big room.
Because she's not originally from the EFE.
My mom's bloodline...
Her bloodline comes from Michoacan.
Michoacan and Veracruz.
And Veracruz.
The Michoacan bloodline. My grandpa was this fucking big-ass tall white man with a fucking gun and listening to Los Tigres del Norte and had fucking gray hair and that would just look cool as shit.
Yeah.
And then I got the paisita side from my dad's side. What a dick.
That's a crazy mystery.
But I've heard the story that... My mom told us this a long time ago that... He tied up his
wife.
His wife and killed her. And then another one is my aunt, which I love very much. She actually lived in Glendale. She lives in Glendale.
Now
she's the one that's going through like a lot of mental issues as she get older. She had a son, and he was Oguerito, which is my cousin Güero.
Mm-hmm.
He got lost in drugs, unfortunately, and shit. Mm-hmm. He's in Mexico, but he was born with bright green eyes, and he was white. And my aunt used to live, and my mom tells me this story, and it's fucking sad. Like, I remember they were trying to, like, the rich white Mexican family, like the Mexiueros, were trying to take him from her because he was so beautiful.
Wow.
And she, like, fought and, like, ran away full. Like, she has a nuts story. Yeah. And I've always wanted to know the full. My mom doesn't tell me shit because you're like, oh, you're the baby, you don't know. Right. But, like, even, like, my dad losing me before, like, fool, I was a lost child.
Yeah.
In, like, a crackhead jungle. And my mom, I didn't learn that shit till like, recently. Later. She's like, you know what you got? And even now I hear stories about, like, what happened between, like, my parents and shit like that. I was like, dude, what the fuck? There's so many mysteries in my life.
Yeah.
I want to know.
They kept it from you the whole time.
But the one about my aunt and the one about my grandma. And not that.
But you just want to know the story. Like, you
I'm like, what do you mean he fucking tied her up and dragged her around? Like, but then in that time, it's like very machismo time. If she, I don't know. Because my mom would tell me stories about my grandpa coming home drunk as fuck and just beating the shit out of them. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But that also happens here.
Yeah.
And then, like, that was in your comedy routine.
That was in my comedy routine. Oh my God. And then my mom would also say, like, my grandma used to send my mom and my uncles to take my grandpa out of fucking Doña Nieves' house. Like, this fool was cheating on my grandma. she knew, and these fools go get your dad from
Oh my god!
And like, bro, like my mom's story's nuts, fool. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, why haven't you told me? She's like, cuando crezcas te digo más.
Yeah. Wow.
And I was like,
so much stuff to learn.
And I was like, are you my mom? I'm like, you. Like,
obviously,
we'll find out.
Like, fool, people say I look more like my uncle, my dad's brother, and I'm like,
mom, stop.
this needs that question.
These questions need
when
answers.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
Do you have any mysteries?
I guess like I never got to meet my great grandpa because he died very young. Well, like in his 30s or something. Mm-hmm. Supposedly he got killed by like killer bees or something. Or like one, like I didn't have
boring, like, I'm just kidding.
My great grandpa's in my life.
That's fucking dark. I'm so sorry.
they passed away from just like random things. Like one had a heart attack like super young out of nowhere, and then another one just got killed by like killer bees or some shit. And I'm like, killer bees. Like, you're like, made me scared of bees.
Yeah.
You're like the dude from the movie Hoes.
Who?
Like his grandparents just had weird killings. Like,
Right? Yeah. And maybe that's why I've always been afraid to just die in a stupid way. Like, I don't mind
because
dying.
Because it's happened.
I don't want to die in a stupid way.
Not that
way.
It's like, a stupid way. To but get stung like, by a
bees?
Like,
killer bees?
Killer bees is crazy.
I know. It's just a random, like.
Yeah. You
know?
Wu-Tang.
At least we know our parents.
No, wait, what?
You don't know. You might be your uncles.
That's true. We'll get to the bottom of it next episode.
Next episode.
On the next.
Stay tuned. Brownback on history. The
next. Hey, fool, that's nuts, though, right? Like, you don't know if your parents are your parents. Who killed my great grandparents? Killer bees.
How did my great grandpas really die?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for this episode. Continued.
Your mom didn't answer?
No, she didn't answer. She never did. She's working on taxes. She's being a.
I hope so. All
right.
That's what Jose said.
Bye. We love you. Thank you for tuning in.
And if Frank's dead, make sure you put a candle for Frank.
RIP Frank.